I'll bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Wow, so it's come to this, huh? You're getting all giddy about a two-game split in a four-game series with the Orioles. Wow.
I sent Mike, when I got up this morning, I saw that the Yankees had won. I sent Mike a text up. I think it's between 3:30 and 4, I'm not sure. I just saying. So now, I think we're going to have the battle of the texts.
It's come to this. Excited about a split with the Orioles.
Well, I wasn't excited about it. I just woke up to it. I mean, if I was excited about it, I would have stayed up and watched the game if I was excited.
So they have the most home runs by the All-Star break, huh?
Yep.
Do they have the most wins in the league?
No, they don't.
Are they in first place in their division?
No, they're not.
So I guess all them home runs are pretty meaningless.
I don't know. It's got them 61 wins.
No, 60.
Okay, 60, pardon me.
You like adding things. Did you fail math when you were a kid?
Yes, I did, twice.
So they're not in first place in the American League.
I failed algebra and geometry.
They're not in first place in their division.
Oh.
And they lead the league in home runs and all. Wow, that's good. That means a lot. Well, that's almost as much as meaningful as going to Houston up 3-2 and not scoring a run in the last two games. That's impressive.
It's not quite as impressive because it hasn't been done yet. The impressive thing is that they did it against Houston.
But that's impressive. Yeah. Yes, they impressive that they lost to Houston.
So who are you going to root for now in the World Cup that Croatia got in against France?
Croatia, of course. I'm going to root for Frog Eaters.
I'm rooting Vive la France. I'm rooting for France.
Well, if history has anything to do with it, France hasn't won a war or a big sporting event since before the Revolution, so they got no shot. The British lost again. Yeah. That's usual.
But at least for the French now, the biggest thing this year in France won't be the that bike race. It'll be this. It'll be the World Cup. It won't be the Tour de France.
I hope they lose 6-0.
Okay. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Roger Federer got beat. That's a big upset. I do not follow tennis. That's a given. And I have never even paid as much attention to Wimbledon as I have this year. But all the big names are beat on the men's side and the women's side. That's interesting. Maybe the Yankees should start playing tennis.
I don't watch tennis. It hurts my neck.
It's not bad. I mean, it's a hell of a lot better than golf. At least there's action.
I'm not criticizing it. I'm saying I just don't watch it.
I don't either. I mean, the heat made me watch it. And it's pretty interesting. And seeing a lot of these, I don't know if it's commonplace or not, but a lot of these unranked people are beating highly ranked people. And anytime the underdog can win, that's good.
Unless it's the Yankees against Houston.
The Yankees are never the underdogs. Oh, they're the best.
No, they were always there.
They're the best team in the world.
They're the underdogs last year.
They're better than everybody.
They were the underdogs last year.
They're the best.
They are the best.
There's nobody better than them.
The best ever baseball team.
That's right. Too bad they only won one World Series in the last 17 years.
The best ever baseball team, ever in the history of Major League Baseball.
Not this millennium.
The most successful team in the history of baseball.
Not this millennium.
The New York Yankees.
As long as they keep losing, it's a good thing.
The Yankees.
Getting giddy about a split against the Orioles. Wow.
No, I'm getting giddy. I wasn't giddy.
Yeah, giddy. At least the Yankees have the nads to pitch Severino against Kluber. They're not ducking them. That's a good thing. Yeah. Like they did with Salas. Yeah. That's a good thing. Or Sales, or however he says his name.
All right. So where else do you want to go?
Where else is there to go?
There's not much else. Other, you know, the Mets won again.
The Mets won again?
Didn't they win?
Again?
Well.
What do you mean again?
Well, they got another win.
Again?
They got another win. So that's again
5-5 in their last 10. That's a major accomplishment for them.
It is after that horrible streak.
They keep their half game lead over the Marlins for last place. Right. Hey, the Indians got a nice tune up last night, huh?
What happened there?
They scored 19 runs.
Against who?
A team better than the Orioles.
Who?
The Reds.
Not much better.
at least they didn't lose 2 out of 4.
No, that's right.
At least they didn't lose 2. Not much better. The Reds have 15 more wins than the Orioles.
Yeah, but they're playing in a weaker division.
Yeah, the American League East is just a thunderbolt, isn't it? With the Blue Jays, the Orioles, they're juggernauts. They'd be in last place in any division they play in.
125 wins between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Wow.
125.
Really,
count them.
Who has more wins, the Yankees or the Red Sox?
The Red Sox. The Red Sox. I just said they have more wins.
5 more.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. I think Cleveland had more wins than the Yankees last year. I think the Red Sox had more wins than the Yankees yesteryear. I think everybody had more wins than the Yankees last year, except for...
I don't know.
No, everybody did.
Everybody did?
Everybody in the playoffs did, yeah.
Wow. Who won the last game of the season?
Houston.
Okay. Huh. Who played in the World Series?
Houston.
Okay. Just checking. I want to make sure.
Huh? Houston with a capital H.
That's right.
And how many World Series does Houston have?
How many?
How many World Series wins do they have?
More than the Yankees in the last 10 years.
No. I'm not asking in the last 10 years, Mike. Come on.
Well, you can't say. Don't. You can't really judge a team that's been around since 1900 against a team that came into existence in 1960.
Okay, how many championships have the Yankees had since 1960 and Houston had since 1960?
Since 2000?
No, Mike. I didn't ask that. I asked 1960. You brought up 1960.
Unless those players won those World Series, it's irrelevant. How many games did Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle win this year?
How many World Series wins does Houston have since 1960?
World champion Houston Astros.
How many of them?
World champion San Francisco Giants.
I would say one.
World champion Miami Marlins. The Marlins have more World Series this millennium than the Yankees.
Well, you got to back up on the millennium. You can't talk about true history. How many? You never answered the question. How many World Series
since
wins?
The Red Sox broke the curse. The Yankees suck pretty good in postseason.
So let's answer the question, Mike. I'm asking Mr. Baseball the question. How many wins in World Series does Houston have since 1960?
One.
Thank you. Sports is over.
Well,
sports is over.
That's great.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mr. Houston.
Have a good day.
Goodbye. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.